That my fate knows best, I saw a boy one day with charm and manner. He was blessed, he smiled my way. I loved him then. That's old hat. I love him now, it's true. He likes me, yes, no more than that. The one he really loves is you. The girl that he'll meet, I am the girl that he'll look at and smile, but I am the one that he'll leave after a while. I am the girl who will be his when he finds that he's lonesome for you. You're too busy to do. I am the girl. the girl. That he calls up at 3. And I am the one who will go. I'd be so terribly happy to be one who says yes after you have said no. And I am the one who will wait even sometimes. The waiting takes years. Yes,
yes, yes, y'all. That was some Roberta Flack with I'm the Girl before we listened to Patti LaBelle with Over the Rainbow. And it's just so amazing because these women had to get into the studio with live instruments and they had that once chance to record the song from beginning till the end. And I'm just so very, very much impressed. So those are only two of the vinyls that I have been crate digging, and I'm going to get to some more music by them. However, I want to talk to you about the descendant of former enslaved John and Rose Gosman. So first of all, the couple escaped slavery during the American Revolution War and are recorded in the Book of Negroes as passengers on one of the last ships to leave New York for Nova Scotia in 1783. And from then, their descendant, Maisha, I hope I'm saying her last name right, okay? Brueger Gosman. We'll just say that once. All right, so Maisha is a soprano opera singer. Her stunning voice has captivated audiences around the world, and it all began in her hometown in Fredericton, New Brunswick. As a young girl, Maisha sang in the choir of her local Baptist church and studied piano and voice with the church's choir director. Those who heard Maisha sing knew she had a gift, and the people in her hometown wanted to make sure she had everything she needed to master her craft. You see how the village comes together? While attending the University of Toronto for her Bachelor of Music, Maisha would come home to Fredericton once a year to perform a concert. The proceeds from the concerts helped her pay for her education. Go on, girl. She spent her summers studying at the Boston Conservatory and also spent time training and studying for her master's degree in Germany. When she was 20 years old, she took the lead role in an opera called Beatrice Chauncey. The opera performed in Toronto and Nova Scotia The opera performed in Toronto and Nova Scotia was about an enslaved girl in Nova Scotia. So her performance was so captivating that in 2000, it was filmed for CBC TV. Her artistic reach spans far and wide. She has performed with orchestras around the world, including the Toronto Symphony Orchestra, the Montreal Symphony Orchestra, and the Thunder Bay Symphony Orchestra. She performed in Carnegie Hall in New York and the Sydney Opera House in Australia. In 2007, she was a soloist at the Royal Nova Scotia International Tattoo. She has sung for Queen Elizabeth II in the United States and at the Royal Alberta Hall in London, England. She also had the honor of singing the Olympic hymn in both French and in English to open the 2010 Winter Games in Vancouver, while 3.2 billion viewers watched from around the world. I was wondering who that woman was. So I'm going to play a little snippet I found of her on YouTube, where she is singing some spiritual gospel, songs. And she also speaks. It's like a mini interview. Let's keep it locked.
It's kind of interesting to explore music that, you know, either chronologically or stylistically or spiritually follows the journeys of my, the journeys of my ancestors.
Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home.
Think of the origins of, you know, how we got here, how my family came to be free, no longer owned, no longer stolen. These songs play a huge part in that.
So Moses went to Egypt, and
my people go.
Go now, Moses. I was like, oh, I gotta get my black on. I am not sure that I am black enough for this song.
So yes, that is a little snippet from Songs of Freedom, and it is on Misha Brugger-Goshman. I really hope I'm saying her name right and respectfully. It is produced and directed by Barbara Willis Sweetie. And so now I'm going to get into some Negro spirituals because it is that time. I'm still celebrating Emancipation Day pretty much forever and always. We will most definitely take pride and honor in those that still found art in hardship. We think we got it bad. Me, I get a little wild when somebody looks at me wrong or makes an awkward comment. But when you live in a time where people are intentional and want to let you know that I put you and your ancestors through some BS and you still can't drink from my fountain, you still can't use my bathroom, you can't sit in the good seats, but you still have to pay the same price. Y'all are only worthy to sit in the back of the bus. Nah. And I am honored and I am blessed to not have to live in that time. At this moment, I am breaking generational curses that were developed through that time. And it is hard. It's hard as hell, but it is so worth it. And so we got right here, Mahalia Jackson with Precious Lord, Take My Hand.
But through the storm, through the night, oh!
now I am going to get to some Sister Rosetta Tharpe. Remember where you heard it first, huh?
That I have no friend like you. If heaven is not my home, dear Lord, what shall I do? No one is beckoning me from a heaven's welcome door, and I just can't feel at home, oh no, in this old world anymore. You know this world is not my home. I'm just passing by. My hope and my treasure is all laid up on high, where my friends and kinwoods are all, they're all gone before, and I cannot feel at home, no, in this old world anymore. I say this, oh Lord, you know that I have no friend like you. If heaven is not my home, dear Lord, what shall I do? I know loved ones, they are beckoning me from heaven's door, and I just can't feel at home, Lord, in this old world anymore. But just over in Beulah Land, they tell me there is no dying there. They say the saints are shouting victory. Thank God they are singing everywhere. I can hear the voices of them whom I have known before. Lord, I just can't feel at home, Jesus, in this old world anymore. Heaven is expecting me. That's one thing I know. You know I fixed it up with Jesus a long time ago. You know I know that he'll take me because he proved to be my friend. And I just can't feel at home, oh no, no, in this old world anymore.
We shall overcome. We shall
shall overcome. Oh yes, we shall overcome. shall overcome for someday. Oh yes, deep in my heart, if I do not heal, I will overcome. Oh yes, someday. I don't know what I would do without my Lord. You know, I don't know what I would do without my Lord. Oh, no. When I look all around me and see just what the good Lord has done for me. You know, I don't know. No, 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 I don't know what I would do without the Lord. I'm married to Jesus. A long, 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 long time ago, I have a telephone in my bosom, and I can ring him, I ring him, I ring him up in my heart. I can get him on the air, down on my knees in prayer. That's why I don't know. No, no, I don't know. I said I don't know what I would do without the Lord. Sometimes I feel discouraged and think that my life is in vain. Don't you feel like that? But since this mighty conqueror with me has been changed, I have a hope on his mighty hand. Yes, and I'm traveling, traveling, traveling to the promised land. That's why I don't know. No, no, I don't know. Well, I don't know what I would do without the Lord. When the banks have had their holidays and the factories is all closed down and the poor was in mourning, almost in the world around, he said, go down to the welfare. Don't you know, don't you know, don't you know, I have a plenty down there. I don't doubt him, and don't you, don't worry about him. Oh, just keep on living. He will feed you, or when you're hungry, he'll give you water, or when you're thirsty. I don't know, no, 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 what I would do, Lord, without the Lord.
Well, seeing as how we are in the genre of rock and roll, let's just throw on some Tina Turner, shall we?
just understand. The touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl while the zips attract. It's physical. Must try to ignore that it means more than that. Oh, what's love got to do? Got to do with it? What's love but a secondhand emotion? What's love got to do? Got to do with it? Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken? It may seem to you that I'm acting confused. You're close to me. If I tend to look dazed, I read it someplace. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for.
Oh,
shout out my homegirl Celine, who helped me through my father's passing and the months of BS that I had to deal with. So August is his birthday. It is also the month that he had passed. And 1 year later, we still do not have a cause of death. We do not know who walked into his apartment and robbed him. I have no idea what is going on. But his legacy still lives on, y'all. My dad was a promoter, a heavy weed smoker, and a lover of everything black. So now y'all know where I got it from. Keep it locked. We got some Tracy Chapman right here.
Give me one reason to stay here, and I'll turn right back around. Turn right back around. Said I don't wanna leave you lonely. You gotta make me change my mind. Baby, I got your number.
444.
All I know that you got mine. Times you can call me, baby. You can call me anytime. You got to call me. Give me one reason to stay, and I'll turn right back around.
You can see me turning.
Give me one reason to stay, and I'll turn right back. Make me change my mind.
Don't you know we're talking about a revolution? Sounds whisper. Don't you know we're talking about a revolution? Sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution, it sounds whisper. Poor people gonna rise up and get their share. Poor people gonna rise up and take what's theirs. Don't you know you better run, 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 run. Oh, I said you better run, 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 run. Cause finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about the revolution. The doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution, it sounds whisper. And finally the tables are starting to turn, talking about a revolution. Talking about a revolution, oh no. Talking about a revolution, oh no. Talking about a revolution, oh no.
Yes, yes, y'all. We are coming to a closing of another edition of Heal, Black Girl Heal. I played some Mayada and Medusa, Blingada. I played some Roberta Flack, Patti LaBelle. What else did we hear? Mahalia Jackson, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, Tina Turner, Tracy Chapman, and of course your girl Whitney Houston. I also want to talk about some of the biographies or short stories of the Canadian Black women that I spoke of. We had some Lena Ori. I spoke of... I can't find her name. Okay, Misha Bruger Gosman. Yeah, Lord knows. I hope I really did say that right. And I read it all from snippets from the book Amazing Black Atlantic Canadians by Lindsay Ruck. And you can find this at Librairie Racine. You can check them out on Instagram, on Facebook. And you better believe it is a black female owner. Holler. It's a girl, Miss Ben. If you missed today's show or any shows that I did during the month of July, you can always check out the archives on CKUT 90.3. Sorry, just kidding. So you can check it on CKUT.ca. You'll just go under archives and programming, check up on the calendar. It's going to say a bunch of y'all sessions Tuesday from 3 to 5. And so from the dates of July 5th, the 12th, 1926, and August 2nd, it was yours truly. Keep it locked. Keep informed on my Insta. I am Miss Ben, where I'll be posting other fill-in dates. You'll have the links to my past shows, and hopefully the links do work. And so shout outs to everybody who's celebrating a birthday last week, and to everybody who celebrated a birthday next week, and everybody who's celebrating a birthday right now. Blessed solar return. And yo, shout outs to each and every one of you who was at Coffee last week. The show was fire. It was wicked. I don't care what nobody has to say. The girl was on cue. She was running from one end of the stage to the next, and the crowd showed her so much love. Now listen, I don't know who the opener was. They never introduced who it was. I didn't hear them say their name. So, you know, I feel kind of bad. Bluck. But the show itself was amazing. And I do hope that you all took the time to go and see it. So that's about it for me. Y'all keep it locked for some more CKUT. There's always something going on every hour of the day. I mean, not every show is as good as my show, but hey, everybody's got their niche. Y'all have a good evening.
Never knew that you liked them thick. I've been carrying this weight in a world beneath these braids, and I'm confused. Would you take the pain that came with all the parts you wanna claim for you? You want my thighs, you want my stride, but not this melanin. Don't care for this complexion. I'm a black woman. I'm a black woman. Cornbread fed, sweet tea sipping. 16 sitting on a cold floor in the corner after school. Recovering from your cover up when you told me I wasn't right for you. It wasn't hard to believe, 'cause when I watched TV, I would never see a leading lady look like me. Familiar package with less pigment.
CKUT. And you don't know? But nah, fix it. CKUT, the number one radio station in Montreal. We give you the sun, the moon, the rain, the stars and the mountain. CKUT give you the word.
From New York, this is Democracy Now!
On Saturday, in my direction, the United States successfully concluded an airstrike in Kabul, Afghanistan, that killed the emir of al-Qaeda, Ayman al-Zawahiri.
The United States is claiming a CIA drone has killed the leader of al-Qaeda, Ayman al-Zawahiri, at a safe house in Kabul, in an area where many Taliban leaders live. We'll get the latest and look at his legacy and the U.S. war on terror. Then we go to the fight for reproductive rights in Kansas.
Kansas, which is a state that's been at the center of anti-abortion attacks for decades, has now become a key destination state for patients in